is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Bauer Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
Hey, welcome to the show. Ahead, the new-look Vancouver Giants are marching forward, still with expectations. Despite trading two top players at the deadline, head coach Michael Dick will tell us just where his team is at now. A new CHL record for Winnipeg Ice goaltender Daniel Hauser. We'll take a deeper dive into that. The San Jose Sharks prospect Tristan Robbins is the WHL Player of the Week. The Saskatoon Blades overage forward will wrap up the show in conversation with Les Lazarek. First up, five former WHL players have been named to Hockey Canada's 25-man roster for the 2022 Olympic Winter Games in Beijing, China. Forwards Adam Cracknell will play to the Kootenay Ice. Landon Ferraro with the Red Deer Rebels and the Everett Silvertips. Adam Tambellini, a former Calgary hitman. Jordan Wheel with the Regina Pats will be joined by defenseman Tyler Wotherspoon, who played with the Portland Winterhawks. In addition, goaltender Justin Poggi, who played with the Prince George Cougars and Calgary hitman, has been named as a reserve player for the Canadian roster. Now, the WHL will be well represented across the tournament with alumni on rosters from Switzerland, Czechia, Germany, Russia, Finland, and the host Chinese squad.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by Bauer Hockey.
Well, the Vancouver Giants are transitioning mid-season after a pair of deadline deals that saw them move World Junior forward Justin Sortif to Edmonton and defenseman Tanner Brown to Winnipeg. I caught up with head coach Michael Dick as he looks ahead to the second half of the season.
It's a great opportunity to improve on the back half of the season. New team, new outlook, and we're looking forward to getting things started.
I know that there's been some subtractions, but also some additions. And I think the feeling is you move out two 19-year-olds and you move in two 19-year-olds. And sure, you lose some dynamic players there, but the feeling is that you can be real competitive here still.
Well, I think we can be competitive. Obviously losing a guy like Justin Sortif, you don't replace a guy like that. And Tanner Brown was leading our back end in the minutes. So, the whole thought process was picking up an additional couple of first round picks, which is going to be important for the draft this year. And we had some depth with Cadu and Boucher. So, I think we're a good team. We're a well balanced team, and again, we're just going to focus on getting off to a good start in the second half.
One thing I read is that you're almost adopting an underdog mentality, and maybe that flips the narrative for your guys a little bit here in the second half.
I think, whether we look at it as underdogs or where we should be in the standings, I think we just want to stay in the present.
There has to be a piece of you, Michael, that's pretty happy that World Juniors is over and that distraction or lack of a distraction is over. But I know it's not the way you wanted it to go. But is there a piece of you that says, okay, let's focus here?
Well, it is what it is. I mean, we're pretty disappointed that we weren't able to finish what we started. And we hope maybe at some point we do get to, but it is what it is. It's the world we live in now, and we'll just focus on the Vancouver Giants in the second half of the season now.
When you look at the second half here, do you like what your games look like as far as home and away or some of the battles that you have left? When you break down your schedule, maybe you haven't. Maybe you just live weekend to weekend here, but what do you see?
Well, we see a lot of 4-5 and 3-4, and some of the games that we got canceled, we're going to have to make up. And so, we go into a week like we're going into now, and it's no different for Kamloops, no different for Kelowna, no different for Victoria. I mean, we're playing 4 games in 5 days. It's going to come down to having the depth. It's going to come down to playing smart hockey. And it is what it is, but you're going to make the best of it.
You've been a coach a long time in this league. How challenging has this year been just with, like you mentioned, postponements, schedule readjustments, not knowing maybe 24 hours if you're going to play a game? What's it been like?
It's been a challenge, but no different than last year or even how we finished the year previous. I mean, I guess the way I look at it, there's so many other people that have been affected by this. I don't know anybody who hasn't been adversely affected by this, and so many people in far worse situations than we are. So we finally get to play, and when we get to play, we want to make the most of it. When we don't, we have to bide our time and do due diligence and get ready for the next one.
You're listening to the WHL This Week.
Radio Edition.
Winnipeg Ice goaltender Daniel Hauser has set a new CHL record for games started in a career without a regulation loss, dating back to his WHL debut March 15, 2021 versus the Swift Current Broncos. Hauser posted a 20-0-2 record in 22 career starts before eventually suffering his first regulation loss this past Saturday in Saskatoon.
I like the way I've been playing. I mean, although it's me who gets the recognition, I think it goes further than that. We got a really good team this year. Guys have been, super consistent in front of me, super good in front of me. So, as much as it's a accolade to me, I got the team to thank a lot for it.
Head coach James Patrick says Hauser is one who puts in the work and has a high level of compete.
I can say that in my experience here, you can say it about all players, but it is different with goaltenders as far as what is work ethic, what is compete for a goalie. It's more of a teaching tool now, but I know even 5 years ago, it wasn't discussed as much, that never quit. Every puck in practice, you're playing it like a game. Never quit on a puck. He had it already. And I am talking, he will stay on the ice till the very last bitter second, take every last shot that anyone wants to shoot. And you love that, how he works within the drill, how he works within the practice. That's where it comes down to. Like, there is never, fatigue or not, there is no quit on any puck.
Hauser got a chance to break into the league within the bubbled season in Regina.
I think I've just adjusted to the league a lot better. That bubble year was big for me, getting some reps in the league to, get comfortable and, come out playing good this year.
Through 16 games with the ice this season, the 18-year-old Hauser sports a 13-1-1 record, a 2.18 goals against average, a .913 save percentage, and 3 shutouts.
Obviously it's pretty exciting, and I'm pretty proud.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Saskatoon Blades forward Tristan Robbins is a repeat winner of the WHL Player of the Week Award. It was 7 points in just 2 games for the San Jose Sharks prospect. Voice of the Blades, Les Lazarek, has more.
Thanks, John. Joining me on the phone is the latest Western Hockey League Player of the Week. And he's getting used to this. This is the second time this season. And if I go back to the hub in Regina last year, Tristan Robbins was also a Player of the Week once. So, is this still cool or neat, or what adjective would you use, Tristan, to describe being named the latest Western Hockey League Player of the Week?
I'd say all the above. Each time it's a great honor because there's a lot of great players across the league. Like I said before, it's an honor and it's an exciting achievement.
7 points in 2 games over the weekend. You guys found the offense again. I mean, 26 goals in the last 4 games, and it makes it a lot of fun, obviously, to play right now as the Blades and be able to come up with this sort of a success offensively, correct?
Yeah, you're right. It always, makes the game a little more fun when you're scoring a ton of goals, and it also, helps you ultimately win a lot more games. So, yeah, it's been a great stretch so far.
What has it been about the ability to get the offense going? A lot of coaches like to say, if you play well in your own zone, it will create offense at the other end. Has that been sort of what it's been about for the Saskatoon Blades of recent?
I think so. We have a lot of the systems in place now that, won't really change too much throughout the rest of the year. And we have the new faces starting to pick up on those things. So once everyone gets it down pat, it leads to more offense.
You beat Medicine Hat 9-2 on the Friday and then came back and beat Winnipeg 7-2 on the Saturday. For a lot of folks, beating the Winnipeg Ice would be more impressive. I was impressed with the fact that you guys fell behind 2-0 to Medicine Hat and were able to turn it around right in the middle of the first period. What was it about that? Was there anything said on the bench that said, hey, guys, let's get going here. We should be able to come back against these guys?
Yeah, you're right. We weren't even worried after that. We knew we were playing the right way. We just had a couple of unlucky bounces. So, yeah, we kept our noses down and, just did what we had to do and, ultimately got the 2 points. But, yeah, we were playing the right way, so we weren't too worried when they got a couple quick ones on us.
Define what playing the right way means to you and to the Saskatoon Blades.
We play an extremely fast game. So I think when everyone's moving their feet and, finishing some checks and just staying above pucks is when we're at our best.
So right now, unfortunately, the team is in pause. And it's unfortunate because you guys had won four in a row coming off your last pause. The ability to do this sort of a thing again is going to be a little different, I think, because you guys were able to practice a lot during the first pause. This time, you really are paused. You aren't being able to do anything, right? Like, what are you doing right now?
Well, the guys who have COVID are obviously on protocol, isolating at home. But the guys who are healthy are still able to practice and skate. So nothing really too different than a normal practice week, to be honest.
So what are you doing then? Are you in, with COVID, or are you in able to do some practicing?
I've been in the practice group. I've been staying healthy.
Okay, so that's good stuff then. The ability to get going again with this four-game winning streak and move up the ladder in the standings, it's pretty tight. I mean, I'm sure you've looked at it here, have you not?
Yes, I have. It's, a nice race we got for second place.
Third in scoring in the Western Hockey League right now. Behind your line mate, Kyle Krinkovic, what is it about the team that you like right now when you see this sort of offense going? You guys had the great start. You've picked it up again here recently, and I think it helps the fact that there's a little more depth, and we've talked about this, you and I, in the past, too. A little more depth has allowed teams to not be able to just focus on you two guys specifically.
Yeah, absolutely. We have four dangerous lines that could put the puck in the net, so I think that's probably one of the biggest assets that we have is our depth right now. And it's, yeah, like I said before, super exciting when you go into games scoring a lot of goals because it makes things a whole lot easier.
Tristan, you're a second-round pick of the San Jose Sharks in 2020. Do you speak with members of the Sharks organization at all during the course of a season like this?
Yeah, the Sharks management staff and training staff do a good job at keeping in touch, just, you know, checking in every once in a while. And it's, nice to have those conversations once in a while.
Now, what are those conversations about? Are they trying to be helpful as far as your game? Are they watching games and picking up on things and saying, hey, maybe try and do this? Or are they just checking in and saying, hey, you're doing well, you know, continue on sort of a thing?
It's actually all the above. Everything you mentioned is pretty much how they operate and what they do.
So, Tristan, you've got the pause on the go right now. You'd like to be able to get back to playing as quickly as possible. As you move forward, what are you looking at then as far as the second half of the season goes? What are the goals for this team, the Saskatoon Blades, moving on in the second half of the year?
Well, right now it's just to get back healthy and focus on our next game, whenever that will be. But long term is for sure to clinch a playoff spot here, coming in right away, and doing what we haven't done in the past is helping bring in a whole new championship.
Tristan, thank you so much for the time. We wish you all the best moving forward, and again, congratulations on being the latest Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Thank you so much.
Hey, that's the show. Thanks to Les in Saskatoon for his help and to our guests this week as well. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL broadcast partners and Bauer Hockey.